Vic.
This is our meeting of the university committee, correct?
Right.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I have a motion for acceptance, that is that the projects in the issue would read as follows. The order can be changed, but these would be the ones that'd be in it. The UAJ dorm at 11.1, the University of Alaska Fairbanks dorm at 9.0, University of Alaska Anchorage statewide admin annex classroom 10.0, University of Alaska Fairbanks classroom laboratory 15.2, University of Alaska classroom laboratory office 17.8.
That's in Anchorage.
That's in Anchorage. Cusco, whatever it was, 1.92.
Dorm. Student housing, Bethel.
Galena Learning Center, I think it was, 1,380,000. Kenai, the Kenai project is in again at 580, the Kodiak one at 300. The Matsu would be an addition for Matsu at of 3.2 million for the Matsu project. The aviation, there's a new project for Anchorage, or yeah, I guess it's the Anchorage Community College, 5.5 million for the aviation complex. That's a total of 75,980,000. There's no money in there for land acquisition. I'm moving to ask unanimous consent for adoption of the motion.
Mr. Chairman, just object for briefly. I understand the equipment and building repairs are not in there. I would certainly hope that is taken care of in the capital budget, where those items should have been in the first place. With that, I'll remove my objection.
That's the intent. Ask unanimous consent.
No.
Okay.
Ask unanimous consent.
Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, the other provisions would be the same provisions that are in the House bill in terms of, you know, the kind of the logistical stuff with the addition of the double review.
What about the court system?
Correct.
Is that on above that?
Yeah,
that's not, well, that's not in this one.
Not in this one.
No.
Okay.
So that's just technical stuff so that we know that the
correct
direction
have
is drafted.
Have that drafted? Well,
we'll have that drafted and sign her later. Can we see the draft? Let's go to transportation. And
well,
they
have
the
draft
news
ready, so that both sides have one, whether it's signed or not. Just curious.
Yeah, we'll have a draft soon. Shouldn't take long.
Who's going to see to that?
Can I have a pen? Can you grab me a pen? Oh, thanks. I loaned mine to Lear day before yesterday.
I didn't do nothing.
Who did this, Frank?
Governor. Where's the governor's next time? Is it transportation bond issue?
No, I don't have anything from the governor.
I don't have anything.
Well, the governor had one. He had a.
I'd like
Mr.
to see
Lear
it.
Has one.
Do we have something passed out to us from the governor?
I've got transportation.
Let's have it.
That's what I'd like to see.
What are we looking at? It.
That's nothing. That's something else.
Will you put it together?
Not me. It's Sack and Anderson. Well, I got one for Sack and Anderson.
That's what I'm there's one if you wrote it from the house. You wrote it, apparently. Well, who wrote
it? The transportation? Yeah, we wrote it. You bet.
Where'd you get the information for that?
Yeah.
Oh, just different places?
Yeah, Anchorage mostly.
Oh, let's just adopt that one.
Well, it's a good one, but they don't seem to want it. I can't understand why.
Mr. Chairman? Well, we have everybody here. I'd move and ask unanimous consent on page 4, line 26. Under C.
Which bond is
meeting off
of? We're hardly catching up here.
Second, House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 205.
Okay.
Page 4.
Yeah.
Page 4.
Line 4.
What line, sir?
Line 26. Under C. Amend that to delete bus fleet revamp, et cetera. Add the word Borough Road upgrade, same dollar, no dollar changes.
Are we going to work off of this bill or the governor's addition?
Why don't we work off the bill if you want, or whatever the easiest.
I have a proposed way of going about this. The question is, that's really the question before the committee, whether to work from our bill that's the before the committee, or to accept essentially the governor's revised project list as the base and add and subtract from it. That's really the question. Obviously, the governor would rather have us accept his. Maybe we could hear their position and their run through on what's in here and see which one we like.
Mr. Chairman, what I've passed out to you is essentially two lists. The first, all but the last page, basically our bond request, which totaled to nearly $230 million. The last page that's attached is what we refer to as our priority two list, which is roughly $40 million of the $230 million, which we would put as a second priority. In other words, the other 190 we would say is our first priority, which we feel very strongly on. The other 40 million we, of course, would like to have it, but it's not as important to us as the first $190 million. So that priority two list is the last page in what I passed out.
Mr. Chairman, how, for instance, do you read on the Boniface Parkway to Bar Tudor under Central Region Highways? In your $229 million list, you have that at 12.85. In your priority two, you have $7,850,000. Is that what you would subtract from
That's
the 12?
That's what we would subtract.
So you'd leave in $5 million.
That's correct.
How did you run your one and two? Now I'm a bit confused because I see things in two places, and I must not hurt you if I might interject myself into this. I know some of the meetings may not have been fully.
Well, here.
The back page.
The
back page is your number two priority list.
That would be subtracted.
But it also exists on this.
Yes.
You subtract it from that list.
You subtract it from that
list. So we would be looking and dreaming that we might be on priority one on the front page unless we really watch closely against
Yes,
it.
Sir. That's just what happened to me on Boniface Parkway Bar.
It happened to me on Copper River, too.
What's the name of this dropout list?
Well, Boniface Parkway. But it's at $5 million. And we also have 1.2 for Diamond and $1 million for the AC couplet. You got it. Oh, Boniface Interchange Point Equipment. Chairman?
Yep. Brian?
Yeah, I still have a real difficulty. The law says you've got to specify projects in a bond issue. And we've got all these, you know, Central Region Highways, 1.3 million contingency, 650,000 advanced project definition, 500,000 preliminary engineering of projects. Interior, a million for contingency, advanced project definition, contingency, it's on virtually every page, and I just don't think, I mean, we've done it before, apparently, in violation of the law. Nobody's raised the issue before, but I'm just concerned if somebody raises the issue that the whole bond issue could come down. We've got, $3 million for claims contingency, $3 million for a research program. I guess I really think that those items are more proper for a capital budget than for a bond.
Senator? I have a question around the layer in there. You have Stebbins for $3 million for airports. What's the other one?
Stebbins and Shaq Tools.
Right? Two deletions.
No, I haven't got
Stebbins and Wales are the two deletions.
Stebbins and Wales.
They're deleted.
These are the deletions.
They
My memory surgery will correct. We're in here. There are those in the cap budget last year. And why can't we use that for the normal part?
Mr. Chairman? As I say, that's on our priority two list. If legislature chooses to reallocate that to the known port.
I understand on what you brought up, Brian, there is an old AG opinion, which...
It's actually in the statute. It was passed in 1973 or 75. Do we have a copy of that section of statute that says we can only put projects in?
Okay. All right. Then my priority. I agree. Just don't choose. I agree. They choose. I'm potentially. It's about
Chairman?
Mr. Chairman, we've taken the contingencies in project definition and those type items this year specifically to the AG's office, and basically his ruling back, although it's not in writing, was that as long as those particular monies are intended for projects, there is really no problem in the bond issue. All those particular contingencies and project definitions, the contingency are for existing projects. The project definitions are for projects which will eventually arrive in a capital budget, so they meet what we consider to be the AG's opinion.
Mr. Chairman, got a section of the statute now, 2430037, says that a bill authorizing GO bonds shall contain a statement of the scope of each project included in the proposed bond issue, shall include a brief description of each capital improvement project, its location, and in dollars, that proportion of the total bond issue to be allocated to the project. I just don't see how advanced project definition either is a description of a project, a description of a location, it is a description of a number of dollars. Same with contingency. I think that there may be an argument that contingency for the named projects might be appropriate, but not to be used on any other projects. I just don't think it works. Now, if we want to repeal the law, then maybe we can do that.
Well, I've got two in here that I'm going to go right to the heart of, the Near Island Bridge and the Ketchikan Vessel Maintenance Facility. That's $26 million. And you can go to break this pre-conference committee before I'm going to go for both of those, by God, in comparison to other goddamn number one requirements. None of them in my district. You know, I'll fight for others before I'll go ahead of those. I just want to say that to the governor's request and bonds. By Jesus Christ, that isn't the way it's going to happen.
What's the, Mr. Chairman?
John Ackworth.
Ron, what's your reply here, John, to the comments by Representative Rogers that there's an awful lot of, or a number of things in here that just on first glance you would say, well, we could either put the offering on the capital budget or should have been, or?
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
I guess a couple replies. One, obviously, this is not the first time this has been done. There's a clear precedence over the years for doing it, and somehow we managed to do it without any undue problem. As John says, they have talked with the Attorney General's office, and he says that he feels it's an acceptable procedure. I guess the third point would be that if at the conclusion of the bond issues, the committee chooses to move, with concurrence obviously of everyone involved, to move some projects from the bond issues onto the general fund capital budget, and these particular items were causing people difficulty, then they would be very reasonable ones to move to the general fund capital budget.
Our problem with that statement is what are you going to allow us for the legislative selection of the capital budget and what you're going to consider yours, you see, Ron. We kind of have an indirect understanding of X amounts, and I hope it's a very direct understanding, but if we start moving from here to the capital budget, does it take away from that which we already have in that we have already committed to, you know? Your oil prices have gone up and you got some bucks. I know you have them because I can smell it and I can also read. You're not about to admit it. That's fine. I just wanted to hear.
If I understand this now, if 2 years, 229, if everything stayed in here, we were talking about to get back to 190. We wanted to reduce the governor's request here back to 190. These are the things that you say could come out.
Correct.
I mean, if you were to select how to get them back to 190, this is the way you think you ought to do it. And if we wanted to, okay, we better leave that alone.
The governor's saying two things, it sounds like to me. One is that they want $190 million for sure, and that they want to be the ones to tell us which
projects to cut it, we cut it to 190. But I wonder if it'd be of any use to discuss the possibility that maybe we might have different projects. We were looking for 40 million to cut, and we might cut different projects than you did. And I don't know if, I don't know how you reached your list, so maybe these would, maybe there wouldn't be any other projects that you'd consider.
I'll tell you, Representative Meekins, how they reached the list from DOT is that Bates put everything in the Anchorage Central District in the forgetting 5-year plans or 10-year plans in the past, and how you got the top of them in the general budget. Everything in highways now is in the Central District, from the Central District, is in Anchorage. And that's the same way that they arrived at some of these things. They just do it under their own prejudicial program, nothing that makes too much sense.
I see what you mean, but from my parochial point of view,
it looks like
you got $2 million for Kenai and $2.5 for Petersville and $14 million for Near Island Bridge, and you only got $5 million for Boniface, and then you got $1.3 for contingency, and you got $4.4 million, which is almost the same as we had for Boniface, for NACNAC, which is not Anchorage, and then you got almost $1 million for a supplemental. I don't know what that goes for. Then you got Copper River, $2 million. Oh no, they're wiping you out there, so you don't got that. You got $10 million for Seward Highway, which is definitely not Anchorage because it starts in Portage and goes south from there, so that's not Anchorage. You got $1 million for AC Couplet. So the way I'd look at it is, I agree they didn't put any in your district, but I still don't feel it's too good for mine either. So
Near Island Bridge?
They're in there, man. We've got a lot of
this road
work.
Where?
Where's Petersville Road?
That's one the governor put in. And Petersville Road is 10% of what they need. But he had a...
Can someone tell me...
You've got it all in the cash budget. That's the reason that I don't know why you should have too much in the bond issue.
Is there someone here that can tell me the 5 entries here on the governor's for the Richardson Highway? You've got Richardson Rehab, $10 million, Richardson Highway, mile 129 to 187, 4.2. And you've got another one, 127 to 29, 460,000. And you've got Richardson 192 to 208. And then again, you've got Richardson Highway 138 to 148. There's several overlaps in there in the mileage. I think all of that mileage, if my memory serves me right, is south of the Alaskan range.
Mr. Chairman, those particular programs, the first one there for $8 million is a rehab taking care of all those sections.
So my first one says $10
million. Yeah, okay. First one for $10 million is a rehab taking care of all those stretches of road that haven't been upgraded before. So when we are listing mileages in this, that's a combination of a rehab program and basically a design that will be good from now 20 years in the future. It's a combination of two programs. Those areas that are mentioned in 129 to 187 and 127 to 189, there's federal funds involved in one project. The other project does not overlap, but for convenience as far as entries into the budget, we didn't go from 127 to, we didn't take those gaps out. We just took all inclusive, and we know in the project descriptions which are available, those gaps are out. But basically, it's a combination of a future design program versus a rehab program, so that like the Richardson Highway, theoretically, when this is completed, would at least have new pavement from Valdez to Delta. Some of it not up to the existing design standard, today's design standard, but all those sections are within the 6-year program somewhere for future upgrade to today's design standards.
So we're basically talking, though, about $17 million to be spent between milepost 129 and 186, is that right?
Well, some of that Richardson Highway goes the whole length of, the first $10 million would go the whole length of the Richardson Highway as spot repair.
What's the NACNAC beach access?
That's to provide access to the beach. It's a job that's been being developed since about 68. and it provides access not only to the beach and the beach sites along right in Naxnack itself, but also to Pedersen Point, which is the main cannery out there. Previous times they've had to use barges and small skiffs to get down to the cannery. Well, now with the fishing and frozen fish industry being more viable, they'd like access to the main King Salmon Airport.
And that's a higher priority than, rather than taking money out of Boniface Parkway instead of that, that's a higher priority than Boniface.
As far as the requirements for the policy statement within the governor's budget, supporting bottom fish and the fishing industry is his second priority.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to have an hour or so to look these over because I have some extreme distress, but I see as priorities, and I want to be able to talk to the administration.
Mr. Chairman? Just for the record, I want to point out that in regards to highways, in the central region, of course, the central region has more than 50% of the population of the state.
But all the airport money.
Just in the central region highways now, there's 53 million in central, there's 33 in interior, and there's 10 in southeast. So there's a total of 43 and 53, or 96 million. We got about 53 in central region, which is fairly good, I suppose. But of that 53, in the original 229, Anchorage gets 15,525,000, which is 29%. If you adopt the governor's amendments, that 15 million is cut almost in half by a reduction of 7.850 or down to 7,675, and their total for central region is reduced to 43,498,000, and that would mean that the Anchorage area gets 17% of the central region highways, and that's 50% of the total, so Anchorage gets about 8.5% of the total for highways in the state. It's not exactly overdone.
If you add it to your capital, which is 100% practically for Anchorage, it's your cash in the operating budget and in the capital budget of the administration, why you got a pretty heavy percentage considering you only have roads around town and there's really municipal roads and not federal aid long run highways.
Mr. Chairman,
I don't think that you can. If you're going to try to decide how much goes into which city on this, when you're looking at projects that have, trying to look at statewide impact, you know, if we want to look at the Richardson Highway, you know, do you allocate that to the rural district, or do you allocate it to Fairbanks and Valdez and Anchorage, because that's who uses it? You know, you can't allocate a highways by district. That doesn't work.
Mr. Chairman, could I respond? I agree with that. That's my point. I was just responding to the point that was made that Anchorage got too high a share. I think it's very almost impossible to do that because in highways you have some that don't go in anybody's district and they skew the percentage for everybody else. So that's the point I was making. I'd agree with that point. And also the point on the capital budget made by the President, I'd agree with that point.
Senator, really it becomes immaterial. Anchorage does have the population and it's getting an extreme amount in the international airport. And I land on the airport, and everybody does in the state. As long as the other areas have an airport to take off and land on over here, the same way with the roads. They're passable when they get out of the city limits. The point of my problem, though, is that we put an extreme effort when the Speaker and Deputy Finance Chairman were from Ketchikan into Ketchikan. Now, a lot of people don't want the Near Island Bridge. Some do. The Ketchikan Vessel Maintenance Facility is over here on Priority 1. That's $26 million. That's what I'm harming about. I cannot understand why they should be on a priority one at this stage when there's so many other areas don't have anything, including pure old rural Alaska, which I'm perfectly willing to take those funds and put into and not affect my district one little bit. My argument really is not with the populated areas.
How did that get into here today? Near Island get into Central Region Highway?
I don't know. It's not part of the Central Region.
How did that get in?
It is. Central Region is a big part.
Where is Near Island Bridge?
Kodiak.
Kodiak
and Near Island. That's the name of the island.
And the other one is Ketchikan. But there's just that one little.
It was in the northwest.
Did
and docks is what he needs.
Did everyone get 6 pages? Or was I the only one that got 6 pages on the document? Did you get I don't have any pages missing. Between the Alaska Range and the Yukon River, I don't see $1 million in highways in here. Maybe something's missing. I don't see $500,000 in airport. I don't see anything for docks and harbors. It seems like one-fourth of the state is being left out. Maybe I just missed a page. I move that we recess for an hour to take a look at this and try to digest it.
Bill, 3 o'clock. I move and ask unanimous consent that we accept this draft, which says version number 1, 525-82. We all have before us, and recommend it as the conference committee substitute to the House and the Senate. Sign in. We're ready to sign.
Ask unanimous consent.
Ask unanimous consent.
Perfect. Great. Sign.
One question before we actually sign this, and that's, I didn't mean to bring that up. In section 4, that's all right, that's staying.
Yes. All three steps.
Okay. Agreed.
A question on that one. If at a later date the pre-conference committee on the budget were to put in that $14 million, then would we we'd have to bring this back?
We're not
in
that.
No objection.
Let's sign. Yep. Next team.
Where's the signature?
Get the draft back on the university.
Coming. Better decide whether to take out the
next team.
So they just say administration instead of administration classroom.
There you go, Jack.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not too comfortable with this. I don't think I want to sign this.
What did you need this to join?
They didn't even notice. It ain't Adams. Jeez, got Adams on there.
Got Adams on there. It's not Adams. We got to start over. It says Adams.
What do you say?
It's a misprint.
No kidding, that's...
You guys just had to work on that Senate side because you accepted the substitute the other day.
It's tough, let me tell you.
Russ, okay. I wonder if we can at least get somebody to type in that recommends that, instead of leaving
it blank,
maybe before we sign it, we just have them say that CCS be adopted.
Yeah. Could you do that?
Sure.
The language is supposed to say recommends that such and such, such and such.
Be adopted.
Because you could type anything in there and we'd...
Type
I don't sign that.
Yeah,
well,
you do? Can I have one? She got $100 million and she's about 67 reference. But wait.
Water.
And then we got another $35 million that goes to the borough.
We're ready on water, sir?
Well, I guess you guys are going to storm out on us today.
I think it might be base, so I don't know.
I wonder what he bases it because it sure doesn't reflect
any sense of
Hey, that's the way to set it.
I think we finish those other four.
I move amendment to the sewer and water issue as currently drafted. You've seen the issue, it's $135 million.
Do we have a draft of $135 million?
We do. It should be somewhere.
All I see is Bethel Riverbank State.
Are we dealing with the
I've never seen a
conference
draft.
Committee substitute?
We had the draft handed out yesterday.
Is that Pegasus 5-4582?
Okay, wait a second. Pegasus.
Pegasus.
Transportation. Or maybe education. Well, we got to cut it by $30 million.
Yeah, I know, but
you didn't give me one.
We got to cut it by 30 or 40 million.
We said down
to Mr. Chairman,
90, right?
Continuing on now that we have the copy, you'll see that we have it separated into two concepts. One is the water, the Village Safe Water Group, which is under section number 3. They're listed. And then we have section number 4, which is all the municipalities in the state. And we, of course, have a statute that applies to municipalities. That's 4603030. And we're appropriating $100 million there, and you see the allocations of that appropriation. The appropriations are further appropriated, I guess, by to Anchorage and to North Pole, Skagway, Cox's View, like that. The by putting it under AS 4603030, they would only be able to receive 70% of the total cost of the project, and the municipality would have to come up with 30%. So that, for instance, in the case of Anchorage, Ship Creek Water Facility, there's 8.5. In actuality, they would only be eligible for 70% of that 8.5. So, in other words, 5.8 or something like that. And the rest of it would go, if not requested for an additional project, would go into this fund. What I suggest we do is, of the $100,628,000 that go to municipalities, I suggest we reduce every project by 70%, because that's as much as 30%. Excuse me, because that's what they'd be limited to anyway. That would save us $30 million. In addition, of the 18.7 that's unallocated, I don't know what section that is, section 6. I'd recommend that we just round that off to 15 million, and that'll save us the 3.7. So we'd be reducing it by 33.7 approximately.
Mr. Chairman?
Ask unanimous consent.
Object. Just for discussion. There are a couple of projects that were already reduced before, you know, in order to go in here. The Fairbanks water treatment, the phase is 3.5, was reduced to 3.25, but it was originally at 7. We cut it in half and then took the 250 off. The Juno was $11 million and then reduced to 10. So.
What? No.
No? Okay.
It was 10.
On section 10. 6.
I withdraw my objection to the motion.
Section 6. Yes. Why don't we make that 20?
We're trying to save.
Pardon?
We're trying to save.
Yeah, we'll make that one to 20 million. Forget the 13 million. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I was just saying that ought to be reduced. There's $18.7 million worth of requests.
I see.
But I don't think we have to fully fund all of them.
I'm sorry. I didn't get to.
Can somebody turn these mics down? I'm getting a Doppler effect here.
Would you repeat what your motion was?
My motion would be to show, reduce the $100 million by 30% and reduce all the allocations under it by 30%. And to reduce section 6 by 3.7% or 3.7 million so that it'd just be 15 million. That'd just be an arbitrary reduction, but we need to cut there, and they'll just have to cram that $18.7 million worth of requests into that 15 million. And Mr. Chairman, I might point out that it would be my position that the match funds for such places as Nome and Skagway, to give an example that we've used, the 30% match ought to be in a capital budget. And to the extent that there is one that picks up some of these projects, I think the match for those two ought to be there because of the limited bonding capacity we've talked about before. And I think that's where it ought to go. I've had some preliminary discussion that indicates that at least a possibility for consideration in those particular cases, and there might be others.
Right. Mr. Chairman, I just found an error on one of the Fairbanks projects. The Baylor landfill upgrade.
Page what line?
Page 2, line 28. Right. Is listed under a water and sewer section. It should be listed under a solid waste section. It's not a water and sewer project. It's a solid waste project. So that needs to be moved out. I have no problem to reduce it to 70% of that number. That's what we need to do.
All in favor of the motion, moving it over.
Mr. Chairman, before we go on, there are several landfills. That's what you're talking about, that it shouldn't be under the 4603030 because it's the landfill instead of water and sewer project.
Right.
And that's a water and sewer section.
Yeah.
Well, there are others.
There aren't any others.
Yes, there is.
Page 4, those are 4307.
Well, same point.
I think if we move that to section 5 on page 4, it's grants municipalities for water, sewer, and solid waste. That's all. Section 4 and section 5.
Yeah, but 4307 is the Village Safe Water Act. It didn't really comply with 4307.
Well, neither did any of them.
There is a pending motion to, in an effort to reduce this issue, which is at $135 million, to take the $100 million that is allocated to cities and municipalities and to reduce it by 30%, because that $100 million is under the statute 42, that's on page 2, line 12 through 15. If you notice that these water projects are under the 4603-030 statute. Under that statute, they can only receive 70% funding. They municipalities have to come up with 30% funding. In fact, right now it's 50-50, but it's just past the building 70-30. So since they couldn't get 100% of this anyway, the idea would be just go ahead and make that reduction. That'll save us $30 million. And then on page 5, section 6, there's 18.7, which is the figure that the administration says is in the pipeline with our, you know, unallocated amount. They've got unallocated grants. They've got $18.7 million worth of requests and no money for it. I move that we just arbitrarily reduce that to $15 million and tell them to cram that 18.7 somehow into that 15. That would save us another 3.7. It's then pointed out by Representative Rogers that on page 2, line 28, the Baylor landfill upgrade would not fit under the definition of section 4, water, sewer, and solid waste facilities, and should be moved. Another section. We haven't figured out exactly where to move it yet.
We've got a landfill relocation down here.
We've got City of Monocotac landfill, 20,000.
We've got Gamble landfill relocation.
City of Gamble landfill relocation.
Mr. Chairman, I've moved that all the landfills go into a separate section.
I would agree with that. And be reduced by 70%.
Okay. Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
City one. Well, City of Gamble? Okay. City one, just the one for Fairbanks.
Just the one for Fairbanks we reduced by 70%. The other one comes from City. No objection. I'll get that drafted.
What does that bring us to on that?
Ready,
on
to, sign ready to sign if you're ready.
Sure.
Biggie again, but we're not to an even $1,000.
Mr. Chairman, perhaps we could allow that in the drafting to make a $100,000 or $1,000 change, or $4,000 increase either way. If it's necessary.
Mr. Chairman, is it correct then that our total is now $102 million?
It's going to be CS, you know, got a lot of trust in the right kind of feelings. Yeah, we got it all. I'll get the draft and run it by you before we send it down. You'll hold this.
Take up anything else for this
committee? Is this the same committee for schools?
Yeah.
Let's take up schools.
Okay.
petition.
Wherever you want to be today, you sign it.
Here's your other sheet. Mr. Chairman, perhaps you could hold that, you know, you need to make copies and send it to both the House and Senate. But before you do that, even on the ones that are totally signed, let's review the draft.
$200?
Chairman?
Yes.
Page 2, lines 13 and 14 is where the problem is. We added those back in. I think all the other ones were rounded when they were placed in, and those two were not rounded. I moved it round both ways, one up and one down. I moved both down. That causes kind of a problem. One's 600, one's $2,168,600, and one's $2,121,200. Can we just wipe them both down? Yes. Just those two, 600 and 200. Those are the, that's worth that.
Just eliminate both of them projects and we don't have a problem.
We don't have much problem at all. Just wipe out the hundreds and keep the 2,168,000, 2,121,000. It won't hurt, and they're allocations anyway.
Right.
I asked you to answer that.
Okay.
That takes the total. Unanimous consent?
Yes, unanimous consent.
Objection?
Mr. Chairman, I think it's a good project, but I don't know why it's any different. I mean, we didn't cut the line for this, so now it's kind of hard to argue to cut the line here and not add any more. But I think Dillingham probably needs a school. I don't know what they're bonding. They do have a bonding capacity. They can get 80% refunded from the state. Or is it 90 now?
90? You can get 90 at 279.
If they've got any bonding capacity left, they can get 90% of it from the state. So that's a good deal. But we don't know. You know, the reason we put Skagway in, what you indicated.
Right, here's that.
Further discussion? All in favor? Motion fails. We have a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we move the memo out of 53-784.
That's unanimous consent?
Yes, unanimous consent.
University mode for a minute here. I want to make a proposal.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get my university.
Jay?
Jesus, Cartula, Mr. Hurt.
Does he have a note on that?
Just information.
The only thing I want to, well, maybe I could just ask you. Is it okay to have that thing come back without the classroom thing on it?
Pardon?
I want to delete that word classroom.
Thank you very much.
Really give me a little heartburn, but I'll cave in.
Okay, I appreciate it. Then let's sign.
I'll have that.
Yeah.
What's the total fee? University is $74,980.
Well, I can sign on
the university, all kinds of general objections.
We just moved out of the university, Bill. You didn't object.
You'll like it.
What do you say?
You voted for the university for signing.
Good.
Really like it.